Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus from our own Sheikhu, Ishmas Maris Echsabas Rab Shmuel, Chayu Chevet Fegabas Michal, Yehudis Basia, Dina Brachabas Esther Hadassah, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Yosef Ben Bracha, Moshe Ben Rezal, Sarah Lehabas Rivka, Shoshchol Yisrael, Moshe Beshner Yisrael, Moshe Mordechai. We're continuing the Siyata Deshmaya series, the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. We're in chapter 3, halacha number 4, halacha Gimel Dalet. Lo yag v'lo kesef izav l'niach b'gnazav. He shouldn't increase his gold and silver in order to place in his storehouses. Will his gozbo and to become haughty about, arrogant about? Will his snozbo or to adorn himself with? Elekdeshitin l'chilosa v'dodo v'shamachav. Just enough should have kesev and zav in order to give to his servants, his armies. Chol kesev and zav shehir b'loitzer beis Hashem li Hashem muchan l'tzarchei tzibur muchan moisam harayza mitzvah avos. But all this kesev and zav that he's marve in the treasury of the house of God to be prepared for tzarchei tzibur, for their wars, that's mitzvah arbos. He's not allowed to be marve for himself beveis genazav in his storehouses shenemar lo yar b'loy. Not to be marbe for himself. If he mirba like, and if he does, if he has too much, then he gets malchus. And as always, we are learning with the parish of Moreno Rabbeinu, Agon Agadol Muflav Amuflag, Rav Manzatzal. The Lecha Mishnah asks, how come the Rambam doesn't bring Vashtet Yerushalmi when it says in the Mishnah, marbe kesev vizav, kedei litein apsanya, ubelvad apsanya shalshanazu belvad. Stomeret, that it says in the Yerushalmi that he shall and silver and gold he shall not add excessively over and above what he needs for his payroll. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said, but only for this year's payroll. So that's how much kesef and zav he's allowed to have for this year's payroll. So how come the Rambam doesn't quote this Yerushalmi? It's very good, open, clear, nothing to argue about. Ayin Sham, Behuva Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is brought by the by Rabbeinu Chananel here. The Meiri. So why does the Rambam omit it? So the Chamishna says, because it wasn't mentioned in the Bavli. But we have to understand why he's passing against the Yerushalmi, which is explicit, because it's not cited in the Bavli. And the Shiurei Karban and the Yerushalmi already has this Tumiyah. Say that it's not brought in the Bavli, but that doesn't mean the Bavli argues. And the Yerushalmi it's brought, so why not just pass it like the Yerushalmi? So it would appear that in the words of the Rambam here, we see, Shiyisoda Yisur, Yisoda Yisur, Lefi the Rambam, is only b'marbe la'atzmai. It's only if he's marbe kesef izav for himself. Av ma'ashe tzrich kesef izahav letzorech hanagat hamelucha, when he needs gold and silver for the hanhagas hamelucha, that's not included in the iser. And that the Rambam writes, b'kesef izav sheyarbe la'itzer v'es Hashem li'asmuchim letzorechim mul hatzibur mul chamoysam, that he should be marbe for the storage of the house of God to be prepared for the needs of the community and their wars. So it's not only Oitzer Beis Hashem. It doesn't only have to be for the Beis HaMikdash. The Iker is that it should be not for himself. That's the Iker. Not for himself, but for the community. V'chein mavur lahedya b'dvarav b'sefer ha-mitzvahs v'lisase shin samach hei. Hizir HaMelech meharbos mimin miyuchad la'atzmai, aval sheyakave itzmamon l'toeles kol Yisrael areizem muter. So the king is forewarned not to increase for himself, but to gather money for the benefit of all the Jewish people is permitted. And he doesn't mention what he says here, that it should be in the Beis HaMikdash. Shi'ar b'lo'itzer Beis Hashem, which is the temple treasury. So it doesn't dafka have to go in the temple treasury, and it doesn't dafka have to go for the needs of the temple, as long as it's for the needs of the Jewish people. So that's the yisod of the Yisr. The yisod of the Yisr is not that he's not allowed to have any other riches besides an Otzer Beis Hashem, besides in the Beis HaMikdash and the temple treasury, but rather, and for the sides of the Beis HaMikdash, but rather that it shouldn't be for himself, and therefore, like the Rambam himself says, as long as it's the Tzorchei Tzibur Mechamoisim, it's B'seder Gamor. That's why the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Oshikavitz Mamla Tuelas Kol Yisrael Areza Mutter, and he doesn't say anything about Otzer Beis Hashem, that it should be Beis Hashem. In the Minchas Chinuch and Tavkov Beis, he asks that we paskin that Oitzvis Melachim Lemelech, V'noitel Mechza Mibiza, Ein Baramam La'alan Perik Dalet Alachates, V'esh B'zeh Lav D'lo Yarbe Kesef Izzav. So Minchas Chinuch asks that we paskin that he takes half of the booty at war. What about the lav of lo yarbe lo kesef izav? Shteit in Rambam in the fourth parak in Alachates, kol ruge hamelech mona lamelech, the property of all those executed by the king belongs to the king. Similarly, all the treasures belonging to the kings of the kingdoms which he conquers become the property of the king. That's what we just read before. Minchas Chinuch asks, Oisvitz Malachim Lamelech, which means all the treasures belonging to the kings of the kingdoms which he conquers become property of the king. In regard to the other spoil which is taken, the soldiers may take spoil, then they bring it to the king, and he gets chetzi, and he gets it first. Aye, what about the Isser of Lo Yar below? And in fact, that's the Kasha of the Ramah and the Ran. And they prove from this that the Isser is only if he places a tax in order to increase his gold and silver. However, the Rambam doesn't say anything about placing taxes. So how is the Rambam going to understand this permission to be Marbe Kesef Izzav? There's an Isser on being Marbe Kesef Izzav. So how does he allow him to take the Otzis Malachim and the half of the Biza? So the answer is that it's not for himself. In the Mamar of the Melech, we have, and also there it doesn't mention anything about the Otzer Miyuchad, about putting in the Otzer Beis Hashem in the temple treasury. So we have two types of Mamon HaMelech. We have a Mamon Letzarcho, and that the Rambam writes over here, Letzarech Eloisov Shamasha V'Avodov. Elekadei, what does he need money for? For himself? Kadei Sheyitin L'Cheilosov L'Avodov L'Shamashav. That's one type of money. And then the other type of money is L'tzarchei Tzibur. Chol kesef shi'ar b'lotzer beis Hashem li'al shem muchan L'tzarchei Tzibur. The ikar is that it's L'tzarchei Tzibur. Well, L'melchamoisim, so it's a mitzvah l'harbosa. So there's no limit. The only limit is on what he's taking for himself. So that's when the Rambam later says he could take Otzis Malachim. And half of the Biza, it's not for himself, it's for the community. The ikar is that he's not marbe for himself. They're both called Mamon HaMelech, what he's marbe for the community, what he's marbe for himself. So for himself, he's not allowed to be marbe. Just what he needs to pay for the soldiers and the like. And then Viter, what he needs for the community, is also called Mamon HaMelech. And that there's no limit. The Gemara in Horius on Daf Tes Amar Aleph says, Nasi Shenitztareya Mau. Meaning, does he bring a carbon oil of a yoreit? So he's a nasi, but he got saras. So he's afflicted with leprosy and he's unfit to serve his king during his affliction. So what's his status regarding the sliding scale offering the carbon oil of Yarit? Previously during his reign, Mitchadachi or Miftar Patir. During his reign, he was completely eliminated from the obligation to bring a carbon oil of Yared. To the extent that when he's no longer king, he's still Patir. Anasi is Patir from a carbon oil of Yared. Like the Gemara says, She'en obali de'anius fanshiris. In Shem and the Gemara. Makopanim, now that he's has Saras, do we say that Midchadachi is pushed away? He's still pushed off? Or no? Or Miftar Patir? Or was he merely exempted so that now he is no longer king? He's obligated to bring the offerings of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Seter Avina, Amalei, Dilacho de Gaza. Does he bring the offering from your property? I public property, or does he bring the offering from his personal treasure, the Gaza? Since he obviously would bring the offering from his own personal treasure, he remains exempt in bringing the offering. Rashi, Keva de Mechayev, Mi Gaza di Day, Hainasi Shinitzdare Anami, Eno Bali de Anius, the Gaza di Day Kedekai Kai. Since he's bringing from his own personal treasure, he's not going down to any use. Because his personal treasure remains the same even after his saras. That's Rashi, and therefore he doesn't bring in all of Yorit because he doesn't come to any use. And the Rosh there brings the name of the Rama, who asks that even though he has a lot of mammon, nevertheless, he can still come to any use. But he's no longer king, and he can't take taxes anymore. So he could come to Anius. And Mamele, he's like an usher. An usher brings a carbon oil of Yorit, because he could come to Anius. He could also come to Anius. If he loses his usher. Ayin sham b'divrei ha-rosh b'shem ha-ramo v'rashasham. However, we can answer, based on what the Avnei Nezer writes, in Orachayim and Shin Sadi Aleph Oisyud, B'melech She'avar, She'av al pi She'enoi Melech V'sholit B'foyal, even though he's not actively the king, nevertheless he still is a Shem Melech. And there he discusses the Lav of Lo Yarbe, Im Isnu B'melech She'avar. If he's a Melech She'avar, does he have an Isser of Lo Yarbe? In Ken Ena Chinami, Ein Lo, it's just Melachim Shel Tzorech HaMelucha, Aval Inyan Atzmo Adayin Melech, U'Emel Yesh L'Schus De Melech Shel Tzorech Atzmo Me'a'am. So he doesn't have Oysu, it's Melachim Shel Tzorech HaMelucha, in other words, he doesn't need the money to run the kingdom, but as far as he himself, right, because he's not running the kingdom anymore, so he can't demand money for that. But as far as he himself is concerned, his own needs can be taken care of because he still has his chus of a melech for tzorech atzmoi. Ayin b'rashbam, b'bava bas, v'daf tzadi tes amit beiz, dibra maschel derech ha-melech, who writes that the din of melech paris lo lasas derech, v'ein mamchim b'yado, he can break through and make a path for himself and nobody can protest if he wants to go in someone's field or whatever it is. Because we darish in l'bilti rum lo v'meyachav gadleu mishel achiv. So you see the koyach of Netilas Mammon is that he should be gadol me'achav. It says that legabe kohen gadol gadleu mishalachav. So we also learn by a kohen gadleu mishalachav. So pshat is that he has koyach Netilas Mammon that he should be gadol me'achav. And that applies even to a melech she'avar, he still is a shem melech. He still has a schus of mam mishalachav kedei she'agado mishamiyameyachiv, me'achav. So we're answering based on the Avnei Nezer that a melech she'avar still has a shem melech. And Mamele still has a right to riches. And that's why he's not going to come to Anius. And that's why he doesn't bring a carbon oil of Yoreit. because he can't come to, because he's bringing it from Gazia, from his own storehouse, and he's not going to come to poverty, because he doesn't need for tzarech hamelucha, but for himself he can still take, because he still is a shem melech. The Gemara in Horius and Daf Yuram and Aleph says Tanu Rabbanan, Asher Nasi Yechte. When a king sins, that's Vayikra 4:22. Prat Lamelech Choyle. This excludes the din of this carbon. When a Nasi sins, excludes a Choyle. Shem Dabalei Choyle Yitchalim Misiusei. The Gemara asks, due to the fact that he's sick, is he removed from his sovereignty? Rav Dimi Bar Chama says, "Prat l'nasi shenitzdareya." The reference is not at all to illnesses; rather, it's to exclude a king who's afflicted with tzaras. Concerning King Azariah, it says, "Vayinaga Hashem es Hamelech, vayimitzoyra ad yoy moisoy," and Hashem afflicted the king so that he was a leper until the day of his death, and he dwelt in an independent house. So the means state in pasuk, "Bebeis hachofshis v'yosim ben Hamelech al habayis." And Yosam, the son of the king, was over the household judging the people of the land. Back that it says in an independent house, we can understand that until now he was a servant, i.e., he was in servitude to the people. And the Gemara is proving that Sroos, like Rashi says, is really Avdus. And that's why now he's in Bebeis HaChavshis. Now he's in this free home. Now he's finally free. Because until now, he was in servitude. What was the servitude? That he was the ruler. That's what Pshat is. When a person's a ruler, he's really serving the people. A public servant. People like to say, politicians say, I'm a public servant. That's really what he is. And Rashi there says, in Dibur Maaschav Yeshu Vesa Chavshis, Denase Chavshim in Amalchus, Kehedyot. Now he became free from the kingdom like a simple man. Ve'enoi mevi sa'ir. He doesn't bring a sa'ir like a melech would when he sins. And Udeloi ke Rabbi Yossi, that's not like Rabbi Yossi, who said earlier, Harios 9a, Mi Shabali De'aniyut, Behind its tareya, lo bali dana yud, the gazididei, mia yise. So the Mefarshim already wonder about this Rashi. It's a wunderlicher Rashi, it's a wondrous Rashi. The Rosh asked this Kasha, the Be'er Sheva asked this Kasha, other people asked this Kasha. What does Rabbi Yossi Hagli have to do with this? Rabbi Yossi Haglili is talking about a carbon oil of a yoyreit. That's totally if he's bali dana yus. That's one question, but this is a completely different question. This is talking about a carbon nasi. Is he bringing the par like a hedyot? Or is he bringing a sayer? We say, since he was over, he's miskaper, bipar. He's not bringing a sayer. Givaldic. What does that have to do with the, what does that have to do with the carbon oil of Yairi? So it's not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that he doesn't bring a carbon oil of Yairi because he can't become poor. Not Kesher. Here we're just deciding if he is a, if he brings a carbon Nazi or not. What does it have to do whether he could be poor or not? He's not a Nazi, so he brings a par. What does that have to do with whether or not he brings a carbon oil of Yoreid, which is telling totally whether he can, he's going to be Bali Danius or not? That's one question. We also have to understand why Rashi writes this on the Brisa only on Daf Yiram Beis, and not in the Mishnah on Tesam and Beis, that Nasi Sha'avar may be par. Udelo Kiri. Kevin She'eno may be li de'anius. Eno bali de'anius. Why don't we say, Rashi here says, no, we're saying this is not like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds he can't come to anius. And therefore he's going to bring a sari, not a par. Rashi should have said that on Tes Amud Beis, not here. Why did he wait till the Braisa to say this is not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili? And because he brings a Rabbi Yossi Aglili Hodeinu Bali De'anius, and here was saying that Nasi Sha'avar may be Par. Why does he wait till now? He should have said already on the Mishnah. V'utamu alod l'chayra. As lefi dvareinu afshar lomar kach, that Rashi holds that machlokes from Rabbi Akiva and Yossi Aglila, Rabbi Akiva's mechayev and melech b'karbon olav yared, is not because he doesn't hold that the svar that misha eino bali de'aniyos v'ashiris doesn't bring a karbon olav yared, but rather because Rabbi Akiva holds that the din of melech that shelo yechzer lo kelim, that he shouldn't lack his needs, is not begufa cheftza shel hamuhus shel melech u'malchus. It's not part and parcel of the essence of kingship. Rather, it's an additional din that he shouldn't be lacking anything. Shelo yechzer klum, not kelim klum. The king shouldn't be lacking anything. Not part of the malchus. It's an additional din, and therefore, it's not the mitzius of the gavra that he's not bali de'anius, and therefore, he has to bring a karbon oil of yared. It's not pshat that Rabbi Akiva argues and holds that. If somebody's ain't obali de'anius v'ashiris, if he can't become poor, then he doesn't bring an oil of yared. He agrees with that. He just holds that the fact that he can't become poor is not a din of the gavra. And therefore he still has to bring a karbon oil of yared. Meshigen Riyasi Aglili holds that it's in the guf mitzius hamelech. And therefore, havalei melech ain't obali de'anius. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that it's beguf mitzius hamelech. It's part and parcel of the essence of the king, and therefore, the king in his intrinsically is someone who's not bali de'anius, and melech that gets tzaras, like we said earlier from the Avnei Nezer, only his shilton is batel, his active rulership is nullified, but lemaisa he's still a king, he still is a shem melech. So there, Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he still has his shame melech that he can come to anius. That he's still in a matzah where he can't come to anius. In other words, he's still in a matzah shel einu bali de anius, and that's the malchus and the melech. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Akiva, that this mitzius shel einu bali de anius is not mikuf hamalchus, so he has no shame melech at all. So according to Rabbi Akiva, this mitzias of Einu Bali De'anius is not miguf hamalchus. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it is miguf hamalchus. V'meila gabe korban nasi kol sheshem melech olav einu mevi par el asayir. When it comes to the Karban Nasi, all he has to do is have a Shem Melech. He has a Shem Melech. What's the din? If he has a Shem Melech, then he doesn't bring a par. He brings a Sayer. And if we see that a Mitztareya brings a par, it must be he doesn't have a Shem Melech. And that's not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Since he still has his own fortune, he's Nasi according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Again, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's part of the Etzem Shem Malchus that he doesn't come to Anius. So since he still has his fortune, so he still has a Shem Melech. If he still has a Shem Melech, he's going to ring a Sayer, not a Par. So that's all b'mitztareya. That's all talking about a mitzayra, that his whole chisaron is he can't be shalit b'foya. So there we make a chiluk. We say that, not a chiluk, but we say that since, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, he still has his fortune. The Mela, that's intrinsic to his Shem Melech. So the Mela, he's going to bring a Sawyer, not a par. And if we see in the Braisa that he brings a par, that's not going to be like Yossi Haglili. Well, it's that he still is a Shem Melech, and what's he bringing a par for? Since he has Gazi Didei Lo Batel, he still has his fortune, so why is he bringing a par? He should bring a sayer. So that's not like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So that's all b'mitztareya, that the whole chisaron is that he can't be sholeik b'foyel. That he can't actively rule. But what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about a different vort. The Mishnah is talking about a nasi she'avar. What's a Nasi Sha'avar? He's a king, maybe because he sinned. And there, just like there's a Siba lahaviru mishultano, just like there's a reason to remove him from power, for the same reason, we take away his Shem Melech. And then even to, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, he doesn't have a Shem Melech. And therefore the Mishnah could be following him. And that's Meduyak, Legabe Azariah ben Amatzia, Melachim 2:15. Melachim 2:15:5. Vayinaga Hashem es HaMelech, etc. Yitkat Saraz. Vayeshev Veis HaChofshis. He sat in this free home, this independent home. Ron Horius, it says, Mechal Darash Tevarave. Now he's free, but until now he was a slave. Lo Sror Ani Noten Lechem, Abdus Ani Noten Lechem. Like the Gemara says, you're not a ruler, you're a slave. When you're a ruler, you're a slave. I know Abdus Rak Machmas Ha'ol Shem Mutal Av Lahane Gam B'Shal Tonu Allah. V'zeh Batal Mimenu, V'al Shem Melech Sheinu Inyan La'Avdus. V'amis Lo Batal Mimenu, K'ma Shekasav Avni Nezer. So Avdus is because of the yoke that's upon him to lead the nation. And that he doesn't have anymore. He doesn't have this yoke that he's leading the nation, so now he's in the Beis HaChavshis. He doesn't have this Avdus anymore. But the Shem Melech is not Avdus. The Etzem Shem Melech, a king is an Eved because he's serving the people. But the Etzem Shem Melech is not totally Ba'avdus. And that he doesn't lose, like the Avnei Nezer says, even after he gets harassed. El Shel Das Rashi, Talib Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So the way Rashi is learning, it depends on the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Yossi Haglili. If the fact that he still has his riches is going to still give him his Shem Melech, then in Karban Nasi, Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds that it does. Yossi Haglili holds that it's intrinsic to his malchus, this wealth, and therefore if he has it, then he should be bringing a sawyer, not a par. And if he sees bringing a par, so it's not like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. That must be like Rabbi Akiva. That the wealth isn't intrinsic, he loses his Shem Melech, and that's why he brings a par. So we see the special inyan of Kesef and Zav of a king. That might be even what gives him his Shem Melech, that he still has the oitzus of the king. He doesn't lose his Shem Melech. And Mimele, he's not going to bring the carbon oil of Yoyrate, because he's Anal Bali Deanius, and he's going to bring a Sari, not a par, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili. But like we said before, there are two sugim in his wealth. One is for his own personal needs, and one is for Anhagas Hamaluch. And of course, when he's not a Nasi Befal, when he's not ruling Befal, he doesn't need for the people, he only needs for himself. So that's stage one of Unzer's journey, of our amazing journey. And Be'etzot Hashem Darkeinu, Anachnu Nitkadem Hala B'Pam Haba'a, V'Nir'en Nifla'ot Rabot G'dolot V'Atzumot Mitorat Hashem. Ani Mamash Modeh Lechem She'Hekshavtem. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll be zochet to continue. Shalom, shalom.